Welcome to the deep dive. You know the drill? We take a stack of sources, filter out the noise, and give you the actionable knowledge. And right now, all eyes are on the Epic Game Store. They've been running this 15-day free game marathon, and the total value is, what, already pushing past $500? But you and I both know that's not the main event. Everyone is waiting for that final massive drop to end the year.
Exactly. And today, we are going deep on this overwhelming rumor that the final giveaway, the big one, is going to be Cyberpunk 2077. And this isn't just, you know, forum gossip. We've got the technical evidence that makes this a near certainty. We've dissected the whole financial strategy behind it. And most importantly, we have a concrete plan for how you can actually claim the game before the servers inevitably just melt.
Right. That's the mission. We're giving you the full picture, why this is happening, what the stakes are, and how you make sure you don't miss out when the stampede starts. The hype is real, but preparation is everything.
Absolutely. The stakes are huge for Epic, for the developer CD Projekt Red, we'll just call them CDPR, and of course for you hoping to snag a AAA title for free.
Okay, let's just dive right into the evidence. Leaks pop up every year, but a lot of them just, you know, fall apart. We need to focus on the hard data, the stuff coming out of the Epic Game Store backend. What is the actual technical smoking gun that tells us we're looking at Night City?
So what's really compelling here is the data coming from these legendary data miners. They're not just guessing. They are digging into internal store data. And they've found two key pieces of technical info that, when you put them together, are almost undeniable.
Okay, hit us with the first one.
The code name. So Epic tries to hide these big games behind these internal strings, right? But this year, the mystery title is tagged as Ash77UE. Data miners are pretty certain this is a direct identifier.
Okay, the 77 is, I mean, that's a dead giveaway, 2077. But break down Ash and UE for me.
So Ash is probably a reference to the game's aesthetic, you know, the gritty, rundown parts of Night City, sometimes called the Ash districts, or maybe a character, but the crucial part is the UE tag.
Yeah.
That strongly suggests Ultimate Edition. It implies this giveaway isn't just the launch version of the game, it's the whole package. All the big patches, the overhauls, and it could even potentially include the Phantom Liberty expansion.
Wow. If it includes Phantom Liberty, that would be completely unprecedented. But even if it's just the patched base game, that codename is way too specific to be a coincidence. What's the second clue, the visual one?
This is where history comes in. It's the wrapping paper clue. For the whole 15-day event, every free game is hidden behind this little digital wrapped present. Well, the wrapping paper for this final mystery game has a very distinct color palette. Neon yellow and matte black.
Wait, hold on. I feel like I see those colors all over the place in gaming. How is that definitive proof?
Because that specific combination, that exact shade of neon yellow against matte black, is the signature branding for Cyberpunk 2077. It's their logo, their font, their entire aesthetic. And what's more, these little graphical hints have a nearly perfect track record. Remember when they gave away Death Stranding? Data miners saw a subtle spiderweb pattern on the wrapping paper days before the reveal, and it matched the game perfectly. When you combine a specific code name with historically accurate branding, you move from rumor to near statistical certainty.
Okay, I'm sold. The evidence is solid. The what is Night City. So let's get to the why, because this is where a lot of people get stuck. Why would CDPR just give away one of its biggest sellers? It's still a full-price game in a lot of places. Isn't that just bad business?
That's a fair question. On the surface, it does seem a little crazy, but if you look at the bigger picture, this is a strategic masterstroke. It's a classic loss leader strategy, just on a massive global scale. CDPR isn't thinking about short-term sales from last year. They're thinking about long-term franchise expansion.
Okay, break down the pillars of this plan for us. What's the first one?
First, it is all about driving DLC sales. CDPR knows the base game, after all the updates, is now fantastic. But the real masterpiece, the thing that gets all the praise, is the $30 Phantom Liberty expansion. The idea is to hook millions of new players on the free base game, and then a good portion of them will be more than happy to buy the expansion.
So you flood the market with the free game, get people invested, and then a $30 purchase feels like nothing compared to the $60 they just saved.
Exactly. The psychological barrier to entry is gone. It's a huge, immediate cash injection for them that would probably far exceed what they'd make from just selling the base game over the next year. It's guaranteed money right now.
That covers the immediate profit. What's the second, more long-term play here?
This is probably the most important part, marketing for the sequel. CDPR is deep in development on Project Orion, which is the code name for the next big Cyberpunk game. And there is no better, no more effective, and frankly, no cheaper marketing campaign than giving millions of people the current game for free.
They're essentially buying their future customers today.
That's it, exactly. A player who gets this for free, loves it, and finishes it. That person is primed to pre-order Project Orion the day it's announced. This move could instantly expand their core audience for the sequel by, I don't know, 20 or 30 million people. It's future-proofing the entire franchise.
Okay, and the third piece of this, the part that sort of de-risks the whole thing for them.
The Epic check.
Oh.
People forget these games aren't truly free for the publisher. Epic Games pays CDPR a massive lump sum. We're talking multi-millions of dollars to cover the cost of the giveaway. So for CDPR, it's a win-win-win. They get a huge check today for a four-year-old game. They drive new DLC sales, and they advertise the sequel. It's a flawless financial move.
It really is an airtight strategy. But we have to switch gears and talk about the elephant in the room. For a lot of listeners, their last memory of Cyberpunk 2077 is that disastrous 2020 launch. You know, bugs, crashes, just a total mess. If they claim this game, they need to know they aren't downloading a four-year-old disaster.
You're absolutely right to bring that up. The perception of the game is so outdated. The state of Night City in late 2025 it's just unrecognizable compared to launch.
Yeah.
CDPR didn't just fix bugs. They did a complete foundational overhaul of the core systems, mostly through that massive 2.0 update and then 2.1.
So what's something a new player or even someone who played at launch would notice right away that feels completely different?
Well, the whole world feels more alive. The police system, for instance, was a joke at launch. Cops would just like spawn behind you out of nowhere. Now it's a completely reworked system with actual pursuits, roadblocks. It functions like you would expect.
Okay.
On top of that, they added real vehicle combat so you can actually shoot from your car or bike. The entire skill tree system was just torn out and rebuilt to be more meaningful. The NPC AI, the crowds, the traffic, it's all just vastly improved. It feels like the living, breathing city they promised.
It's really the difference between a beta test and a finished product.
Yeah.
And from a technical standpoint, it still pushes modern hardware, right?
Oh, absolutely. It is still the ultimate stress test for a high-end PC, and that's mainly because of its implementation of full path tracing.
Okay, for listeners who aren't deep in the graphics jargon, what exactly is path tracing? Why does it make the game so tough to run?
So think of normal video game lighting as a bunch of clever tricks, faked reflections, pre-calculated shadows. Path tracing simulates every single ray of light in real time. It calculates how light bounces off a neon sign, reflects in a puddle on a rainy street, and lights up a dark alley. The result is this unparalleled visual realism. Seeing those neon reflections on wet pavement, it's still an unrivaled visual experience, but it takes an immense amount of GPU power to do it.
That's a hell of an incentive to claim it.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the crucial part. The actionable advice. We all know what's coming, a server crash of epic proportions. We need to walk everyone through exactly how to secure this game.
We have to look at the precedent. The May 2020 GTA V giveaway was a global catastrophe. The Epic Games Store was down for 8 hours straight. The launcher wouldn't load for millions. Even Fortnite servers were lagging because of the shared traffic. Mm-hmm. We have to expect at least that level of traffic tonight, maybe even worse.
I remember that GTA V crash. I tried for hours. I actually missed the window because my two-factor authentication email didn't show up to the next morning. It was chaos. We don't want you repeating that mistake. So let's run down the three-step operational guide.
This is your survival plan. The giveaway is expected to drop at the usual time, 19:30. You need to be ready way before that. Step one, log in early. Do not wait until 19:30. Log in to the Epic Games launcher or the website at least 30 minutes before so by 19:00. The login servers are always the first thing to buckle under the load. If you're already in, you've bypassed the biggest bottleneck.
Get your foot in the door and keep it there. What's step two? Security.
Step two. Activate 2FA now. Do it immediately. Go to your account settings and enable two-factor authentication. During peak traffic, those verification emails or codes get delayed by hours or just don't arrive at all. You get logged out, you miss the window. Make sure it's active and working long before the drop.
Yeah, that one point of failure at the email server killed it for so many people. And the last step, when the desktop app inevitably starts to freeze.
Step three, use the browser. Historically, the website store.epicgames.com has proven to be just a little bit more resilient than the desktop app during these huge crashes. If the launcher is just spinning, immediately switch to your phone's browser or your desktop browser and try to claim it from there. That simple pivot could be the difference.
Excellent practical advice. But claiming it is one thing, running it is another. What are the minimum specs you're going to need to actually play this thing?
Yeah, it's a demanding game. For a low settings 1080p experience, you'll need at least an Intel i7-6700 or a Ryzen 5 1600 CPU, 12 gigs of RAM, and a GTX 1060 6GB or an RX 580 GPU.
And the storage is a big one, right?
It's critical. You need 70 gigs of space on an SSD, a solid state drive. The game explicitly does not support old school hard disk drives. The streaming just can't keep up. So if you don't have an SSD, you're basically claiming this for a future PC.
And to get that high-end experience you were talking about, high settings at 1080p, 60 frames per second.
You're jumping up quite a bit. You're looking at something like an i7-12700 or Ryzen 7800X, 16 gigs of RAM, and an RTX 3060 or 4060. And for that beautiful path tracing, realistically, you're going to want an RTX 4070 Ti or something even better. It is a beast.
Okay, we've built our case on some really strong evidence, but you always have to manage expectations. What if? What if the data miners got it wrong? What are the other likely candidates?
Well, the alternative theories are compelling, but they just lack that hard technical evidence. The biggest one is probably Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Ubisoft and Epic have a strong relationship, and it definitely fits the massive open-world game criteria.
And what about the dream scenario that always gets floated around?
Red Dead Redemption 2. It would break the internet for sure. But, you know, Rockstar is famously protective of their big titles. They still sell a ton of copies, so it feels pretty unlikely.
Any dark horses?
The smart, smaller marketing play would be Hades. With the sequel, Hades 2, right around the corner, giving away the original Game of the Year winner would be a brilliant move to prime the audience. But again, all the specific evidence, all the signs, they point straight back to Night City.
So let's wrap this up for you, the listener. We have these undeniable technical clues, the Ash77UE codename, the neon yellow and matte black branding, and the financial strategy is just flawless. Use the free game to sell the Phantom Liberty DLC and build a massive audience for the sequel, Project Orion.
And your survival tonight really depends on that three-step operational guide. Remember, log in early, get your 2FA enabled right now, and be ready to switch to your browser. The biggest risk isn't that the leak is wrong. The biggest risk is that you miss out simply because the servers are jammed.
And that leaves us with one final thought, one big question for you to ponder. CDPR and Epic are about to create this massive future-proofed player base. So will the enormous financial payoff from all those future Phantom Liberty sales and Project Orion pre-orders? Will it all be worth the inevitable global server chaos that Epic is about to face tonight? Get ready, Choom. We'll see you in Night City.